This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Lawmakers and candidates talked a lot about solar energy credits this past year, and now the Louisiana Public Service Commission is wrangling with solar energy issues.
Should people who have solar power on their homes, when they produce electricity and they maybe produce more than they need, should they be able to sell that at full retail price?
Entergy has advised the PSC that effective January 1st, people with new solar panels would get less than half the retail rate for power they sell back to the utility. In July, DEMCO quit taking applications for solar power buybacks. Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell.
The biggest opponents of solar power are the people who sell electricity. They won't sell you all the electricity.
The PSC has a rule requiring retail rates for power buybacks, but only till the alternatively generated electricity reaches half of 1% of the power company's total output. Commissioner Lambert Boissier says that cap should be raised.
Louisiana really needs to step up a little bit in order to join the norm.
Earlier this year, the PSC commissioned a study to look at raising the cap. The report calculated the solar energy tax credit, claimed individually on income tax returns, as a cost to utility companies. The PSC is now split over the report's validity. Boissier says,
we may be creating a technical conference where we bring in all the parties, all the issues, listen to the public, bring in the commissioners, and really study the issue to see what's the best decision for the people of Louisiana.
The PSC will discuss this more at their January 26th meeting. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.